Hi, I'm Joanne Ricci, Vice President of Organizational Effectiveness at the Greater New Orleans Foundation. Give NOLA Day is the first community online giving day where we're asking everyone to be a philanthropist. It's a way to support giving to our nonprofits who feed folks, who give them health care, who take care of our kids, provide education, and make this a vibrant community.
So it's about 10 o'clock in the morning now. Your goal was about $1 million for the day. How are you doing so far?
Well, we are so thankful to the over 4,000 already donors who have given over $600,000. So we think that we're going to meet our goal of 5,000 donors, and we hope to far surpass our $1 million goal to raise that much money for our 300-plus nonprofits who are participating today in Give NOLA.
So you said there are about 300 organizations. What kind of organizations are they? Large organizations, small ones?
We have a variety. We have small nonprofits with all volunteer-driven organizations. We have mid-sized nonprofits, and we have some of the larger nonprofits, over $1 million. Everybody, from arts organizations to health and human services to youth development to education. If you care for animals, there's a nonprofit that you can donate, a couple of nonprofits that you can donate, cats and dogs.
Can you tell me more about the nonprofit scene here in New Orleans? How have things changed over the past decade, say?
Sure. Well, I would say post-Katrina, it was the nonprofits who came back first. They were some of the first responders to help rebuild the city. They worked at rebuilding homes. They got kids into schools. They provided needed health and support for folks. They were our first responders, and it was on the backbone, if you will, of many of those nonprofits rebuilding our city. We've grown the nonprofit sector since Katrina. Right now, in Orleans Parish alone, there are 1,900 nonprofits. That's a large number, but they're really filling the gaps in service and really making a difference for everyone, whether you're a senior citizen or whether you're a two-year-old, and everything in between.
So your job at the Greater New Orleans Foundation is assisting those nonprofits in being more effective?
Yes, that's correct. We want to build on the strengths and assets of those nonprofits in making sure that their governance is sound, that they have good management tools in place, that their leadership has the tools and the skills and the expertise to really live into their mission and make an impact in our community.
Where do you see the future of the nonprofit sector here in New Orleans? Do you think it's going to continue to expand to fill some niches, or do you think there's going to be a retrenchment?
Well, probably a little of both. Nonprofits are in any, they're in a life cycle. Some are startups, some are been around for many, many years. And I think as new people come into the city and people see new needs in the community, people become very innovative and they want to make a difference in the lives of folks and really support the transformation of the city of New Orleans and the surrounding region. So we've seen a lot of startups. We've seen a few nonprofits go away. It was their time, maybe their mission, they met their mission. And I think on something like a Give NOLA Day, today is when people really can show how important nonprofits are to the fiber, the very fiber of making New Orleans a vibrant and very prosperous city.
What was the impetus for Give NOLA Day?
The Greater New Orleans Foundation works with donors as well as nonprofits. And we believed that through a Give NOLA Day, we could really shine a spotlight on the great work of nonprofits. We could help them build their individual donor base. And we could provide an easy opportunity for new folks who may not know about all these great nonprofits, a simple and easy way to give. You can go online to givenola.org. You can make a donation as little as $10, $100, $1,000. You can even give $10,000 if you want. And you can do it to one or more organizations. We have over 300 organizations. So this was really a way to grow the giving spirit. This is a very generous city, and it's another way for folks to display their generosity and be a philanthropist all at the same time. We're going to be taking donations till 11:59 p.m. tonight. So be part of this opportunity to exceed our $1 million goal.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on WWNO today.
Thanks a lot. Really appreciate it.